to the Well-Being Scriptures for today. Our motivation on this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word, which gives life to our mortal bodies. Reading from the New King James Version of the Bible, I am MBA, and we're starting with health scriptures. Deuteronomy 30, 19 to 20. I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. Joshua 21, verse 45. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel. All came to pass. 1 Kings 8, verse 56. Blessed be the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel. According to all that he promised, there has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised through his servant Moses. Isaiah 53, verses 4 to 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 33, verse 24. And the habitant will not say, I am sick. The people who dwell in it will be forgiven their iniquity. Jeremiah 17, verse 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise. James 5, 14 to 16. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. John 10, verse 10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they might have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Wealth Scriptures. Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Deuteronomy 2, verse 7. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows you're trudging through this great wilderness these 40 years. The Lord your God has been with you, and you have lacked nothing. Psalm 35, verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Psalm 37, 3 to 11. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, he will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more. For the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Psalm 37, 25 to 26. I have been young and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his descendants begging bread. He is ever merciful and lends, and his descendants are blessed. Psalm 68, 19. Blessed is the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. Selah. Psalm 84, 11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Psalm 92, 12 to 15. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. To declare that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Proverbs 10:4. He who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? General well-being scriptures. Ephesians 6:10-17. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against principal spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fury that of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. 1 John 5, verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Romans 4, 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Ephesians 1, 22. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Genesis 1, 28. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Romans 5, 11. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Romans 6, 4. Therefore we were buried with him through baptism unto death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Thank you for your time today. I'll see you again tomorrow on Well-being Scriptures for today. God bless you.